here in McDowell County. Preacher sitting down here, his phone rung. I just stopped and I said, if that's for me, I'm busy. It's one of them moments, you know, he couldn't cut it off. He's about to stop it. You know, he all thumbs. He couldn't get the thing cut off. And you have a lot of that these days, stuff like that. Well, it's good to be here. Amen. See you here tonight. And I really got surprised. Old Brother Curtis Ponder here tonight. Boy, he's drove a long way to be here. He lives up on the Virginia border almost. And he heard one of you fellas advertising on the radio. And drove all the way to be here with us tonight. Amen. And I think it was while he was Princeton over on Water Street in Johnson City. Brother Ken, I was preaching one night. There's a fella came in that'd make Grizzly Adams look like a Boy Scout. Rough looking man. Big old fella. Had an old dirty rope, Scott, in his hand. And he came up and threw that rope right at my feet. Turned and started back down the aisle. Was you there? You was there. And I let him get a little ways down the aisle and I hollered at him. Hey, man, wait a minute. He turned around. And I said, if you'll hang around a few minutes, I'll tell you about a fella that got hung with his own rope. His name was Haman. But he didn't want to talk to me, Ken. He left the building. Kind of worried Curtis. He's afraid he's going to come back with a gun or a knife or something. So he posted some fellas back by the door. That time, well, Brother Humphreys came up, and he's a deacon there in the church, and after service, he said, what am I going to do with this old rope? I said, don't worry about it. It ain't your rope. It's my rope. He gave it to me. And I've got that rope. Somewhere down the road, God's going to give me a message about that rope. And I'll drag it out, Ken. Amen. He don't allow stuff like that for nothing. He does stuff on purpose, don't he? Well, good to feel God in this place, boy. It's wonderful. Have the presence of God. Apart from that, we might as well stay at home tonight. Went someplace else. Thank God for his wonderful presence. Amen. Old Moses said, God, I ain't going if you don't go. I'll give you Aaron. I don't care who you give me. I ain't going if you don't go. Well, to give him Aaron anyhow, ain't it strange? He never did need Aaron to say a word, did he, when he got there? It kind of caused me want to laugh out loud, boy. He never did call on Aaron to say nothing. And the good presence of God, boy, makes all the difference in the whole wide world. I found out I don't have to do nothing. Amen. God gets involved sometimes, and it's untelling what takes place. We should obey God, amen. Mind him, it'll turn out well. I used to take the Melody Trio up in Rome, Mount Tennessee, around where I was preaching. You remember them days, Curtis? And second time they ever sung together, I picked them up and started carrying them around with me down South Carolina around revival. Got off of close to them. That song came along. We started singing So Much to Thank Him For. And that's what parted our company right there. They got famous and went their way. And but we was awful close there, you know, for years. And Linda Jones told me that she's run a little concession stand up at a large golf course in Avery County. And she said she's putting some things on the shelf and somebody asked for a candy bar and said she turned around with it and was looking right straight in the eyes of old Tom Selleck. Magnum, you know. Ladies, that good-looking fella. And Linda said she froze. Said she just started stuttering, you know. And he laughed at her. Well, there's some folks hearing her tell me about that, you know. One of them women said, well, I don't think he's much. Said, you take away his height and his wavy hair and his good looks, and what do you got? And the other one said, my husband. Well, you take away the presence of God and you ain't got much left, buddy. I'm glad to thank God for his presence. Hallelujah. Makes me want to preach, Stacy. God steps on the scene. I told some of you, I was over in Amman, Jordan back in 1981. A long time before some of you discovered America. And them little old Jordanians going hog wild crazy. They're turning back flips. And I said, what's the matter, you people? These little old people, you know. They said, hadn't you heard? Said King Hussein's coming. Gonna come right down that street. And I thought, man, I'm an old country boy in the mountains. I ain't never seen no real life king. I'm gonna hang around, see what he looks like. And so after a while, some of them's up in trees and had their youngins on their shoulders trying to see the king, you know. And here he came. I mean, a man in a business suit standing up in the limousine, the roll bar, and him holding on it. And them little old Jordanians, I mean, there's a jumping and a hollering and a screaming. And I mean, boy, there's a cutting up. And I was standing there and I thought, what's the matter with me? I don't feel nothing. And then it dawned on me, he wasn't my king. But boy, every once in a while, my king comes. Amen. I become aware of his presence. I feel like climbing a wall, bless God. Amen. It gets good in the place and he makes his presence known. Now, I know there's some meetings and I'm in one every once in a while. You'd never know he's there. Now, sad, ain't it, preacher? A woman came up to me the other night and she said, you don't know me, do you? And I said, no, ma'am. Should I? She said, I was in a meeting all week, last week, where you preached. I said, I'm sorry, honey, I don't know you. You know why I didn't recognize her? She didn't do nothing. She'd have run the aisle and shouted or sung or something, I'd have remembered her. But she didn't do nothing. And boy, when God's there sometimes, but he just don't do nothing. I mean, he ain't got the right of way. People won't give him leeway, amen. You go off down the road, somebody will, won't he? I'm glad he's found a place here, boy. Listen, that he can be busy, touch hearts. I mean, you don't have to wait till I'm done to get in this altar now. Don't ever think that. I don't give the invitation. My business partner does that. And sometimes he gives the invitation long before I get done, Ken. So you just mind God, there'll be somebody come here and pray with you. Amen. We're in the right kind of crowd here tonight, boy. Mindful of stuff like that. All right, if you've got a Bible, want to follow in the scripture tonight, turn, if you will, please, to the 139th Psalm. Start verse number 3, physically able. I'll ask you to stand, reverence the one who wrote the book. Psalm 139, verse number 3. Psalmist here speaking to God himself. Thou compassest my path and my line down, and art acquainted with all my ways. He knows if you're a praiser, he knows if you're a groaner. He knows if you're a tither, he knows if you're a God robber. Huh? He's acquainted with all your ways. Verse 5. Yet beset me behind and before, and laid his hand on me, and I feel like shouting, preacher. Father, I thank you for your word. This time together in the old tabernacle tonight, I pray you'd move in our midst, speak to our hearts, and help us to respond, dear God, accordingly. Now, Father, I can't, but you can. I come to allow you. Somewhere down the road, I'll bow down, praise you, and glorify you. Tell everybody you did it all. For it's in Jesus' precious name I do humbly ask. Amen, and you can be seated. Well, the psalmist thinking here about how he's more or less surrounded by God. What's that word, compasseth? That's what's used here. It means surrounded. God's got me surrounded. He's my lying down, he said. He's around. And verse number 6. Look on down just a little bit. He said, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Huh? You ever think you got to the bottom of it, you better have a second thought. I mean, the psalmist said, I can't get a hold of it. It's too big for me. Remember what God told Moses? The house be too little for the lamb. Share the lamb. Huh? Well, I preached years ago on too little for the lamb. Uh-huh. That describes me. I just have to get out here and share him, Ken. Wherever God let me stand, I share the lamb. Get on the radio, I'm sharing the lamb. Spring Creek, I'm sharing the lamb. Amen. Out here someplace, God gives me opportunity, share the lamb. He's too big for you. He's too big for me. We can't hold him. Amen. He'll run over. Yes, sir. I'm thinking tonight, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse number 14. You remember old Elisha has picked up Elijah's mantle that fell back. He's been there and saw him leave. And God catch him away. Picked up that old mantle, went down the road yonder to the Jordan River and smote the waters, the Bible said. And the waters stood up and saluted the new prophet. Huh? Yes, sir. Right here is what I'm after. As he smote the waters with that mantle, he's a-talking. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? I'd like to holler back nearly 3,000 years, God being my helper tonight, and answer his question. I'd like to address myself to Elisha's question. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Boy, coming back to this psalm, be easier to try to tell where he ain't and where he is, wouldn't it? Psalmist said he's got me surrounded. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. First of all, I want to say he's behind me as my Savior. Thou hast beset me, where? Behind. He said he's behind me. He's back there as my Savior. April 16, 1953, I stepped out third pew back, Unicoi Baptist Church, came around an old altar and he saved me. 62 years ago. And been saved ever since, Ken. Hallelujah. Somebody asked me one day, said, if you wasn't a Baptist, what'd you be? I said, I'd be ashamed, man. I would. Yes, sir. God saved me. Amen. Don't you know those children of Israel? I mean, they're out of Egypt. And if you'd have pulled one of them out of ranks and said, where are you headed? And he'd have said, I'm bound for the promised land. Yeah. And boy, that's where I'm headed tonight. Amen. I don't know how far I am exactly out of Highway 18, Russell. Don't know exactly where to say I'm at, but I know where I'm headed. I'm bound for the promised land, mister. And I'm just out of hollering, oh, who will come and go with me? You'll like where I'm headed, buddy. Yes, sir. It amazes me. People out here don't even know for sure they're saved, trying to get other people to get right with God. My God, how do you invite somebody to go somewhere that you don't even know for sure you're going to make it? Huh? Yes, sir. I'm bound for the promised land, mister. Listen, they came down to the Red Sea. Hounds of hell on their trail. Red Sea waters ahead of them. Moses lifted that rod toward heaven. And the power of God, boy, hooked up. You talk about a lightning rod. Amen. The waters parted. They went across dry shod. Amen. Listen, on the other side, they looked back and saw everything that had them bound back yonder floating in the waters of the Red Sea. Everything had them shackled, bless God. Amen. God took care of preachers floating out yonder. Amen. So what, preacher? Not only Israel, I look back tonight. Thank God everything that had me shackled and bound and tied up, amen, listen, was washed away by the rich red royal blood of the crucified Lamb of God. Woo, hallelujah to heaven. Glory to God behind me. Listen, he's my Savior. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hey, it won't do you no good sitting in the back. My pulpit's portable. I'll come where you at. Yes, sir. Amen. Glory to God. I've got a lot of friends in the island of Jamaica. I made 25 trips down there. And year after year for a long time. Made a lot of friends, Brother Ken. One old Jamaican preacher up near Spanish Town told us, he said, set big old oak tree down here, churchyard, yeah. He said over 100 years ago, that was just a sapling. And he said there's a representative from the British Parliament came, tacked up notices all over this island, proclamation of emancipation, freeze to slaves, and said, boy, they brought, preacher said, they brought them old leg irons and said in that tree, just a sapling, they dug a hole down there and buried them old leg irons. And they said they went off singing, the line of the tribe of Judah had delivered again. Now, he said, I know what you're thinking. How do you know that happened? That's over 100 years ago. He said, my daddy told me. And his daddy told him. And he said, I know what you're thinking. Maybe they didn't get it right and it didn't really happen. Tear welled up in that old black preacher's eye and run down that old coarse jaw. He said, I know it happened, man, because I'm free. Because I'm free. Listen, I wasn't there when he stood down in Pilate's hall. I wasn't there when they led him up Calvary's mountain. I wasn't there when the thud of the hammer that drove the spikes in his hands. I wasn't there on the third day morning when he walked out of that grave and said, I'm he that was dead and I'm alive forevermore. I wasn't there, but mister, I know it happened. Woo, bless God, I'm free tonight. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you. Glory to God, I'm going to enjoy my freedom. I despise on earth some old bound down preacher. Glory to God, Jesus died to set us free. And we ought to enjoy our freedom as out of the people of God. We ought to come out of Sunday school and enjoy our freedom as God's people. My God, on camp meeting night, we ought to be here to enjoy that freedom that Jesus died to purchase on Calvary's cross. Woo, hallelujah. Boy, I want to holler back 3,000 years. Elisha, let me tell you where he's at, boy. Yeah. He's behind me as my Savior. Yes. And that ain't all, Elisha. He's before me as my supplier. Yeah. Ain't that what Psalm said? Thou hast beset me behind and before. You won't ever get anywhere he ain't already been. Everywhere I stand, Stacy to preach, he's done stomped me out of place stand. Amen. Yes, sir, Curtis. What a God's blessing, boy. You know, I, old country boy, I remember picking blackberries in some snaky looking places. Well, the first thing I do stomp me out of place, I can see around there a little bit. You know. I stood in some pulpit areas, looked kind of snaky to me, Scott. But the good Lord done been there and stomped me out of place stand. It run the snakes off, thank God, preacher. Hallelujah. Boy, listen. Remember what he said to Noah? Work was finished. Sky began to get dark. Come thou, Noah, and thy family into the ark. See, it ain't like Dr. Taylor said, unliving, his so-called living Bible. He said, go thou knowing thy family. No, that put God out here. He'd been before Noah. He's in their way. That's why that boat couldn't sink. Noah wasn't that good a shipbuilder. God is in that thing. God ain't going down, boy. Come down on thy family. All right. Rain subsided. Sun began to shine. Came that day and God said, go thou, Noah. You know what that means, don't you? He's still in there. He'd been with him the whole trip. He'd been with him all the way. Woo! Hallelujah. Boy, I said, some way, somehow, if I could transport myself back in time, go out yonder and hover in a helicopter or something over that old ark, say, Noah, you in there? Yeah, I'm here. Y'all right, Noah? Yeah. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to ride out this storm. Huh? Yeah. Yes, sir, man. Yeah, man. Somebody said, you going to make it, preacher? You better believe it. Yes, amen. Said, what are you going to do these days? I'm going to ride the ship and shout the victory. Huh? Hallelujah. Taking a trip with him, buddy. Come down and go down, buddy. He's been with him all the way. Boy, it's amazing how he supplied for old Noah and his family. Ain't it amazing how he supplied for you? Ain't you glad he's before you, making a way, supplying your need? Years ago, I guess 27, 28 years ago, I was preaching a revival, Unity Baptist Church, Burnsville, North Carolina. Brother Frank Phillip, he's been in heaven a long time. And we came out there, and my youngest son Israel, just a little old boy, I'm hungry, Daddy. I'll take care of that, boy. Take you to McDonald's, get you a Big Mac. Thank you, Daddy. Went down to McDonald's. Boy, there's a line in there. Must have been 15 people. I said, I'm too tired, boy, standing that line. Let's go down here to Hardy's and get you a roast beef. That's fine, Daddy. That's good. Well, I left McDonald's, went around down the highway, and pulled in there at Hardy's, and they was putting the chairs up on the table. They was closing shop. I said, sorry about that, boy. I'll tell you what, Israel, we'll go up yonder on the hill to Pizza Hut, and I'll get you some breadsticks. That's good, Daddy. So here we went. I went up there to me and him, Carolyn. And I ordered a family order of breadsticks and something to drink. And we were sitting there, you know, and enjoyed each other's company. And our waitress came over and said, sir, I need your ticket. And I handed her the ticket. There wasn't nobody in there, me and Carol and Israel, and a young couple with a little baby, Ken, and I didn't know them. And after a while, we was ready to go. That girl's over there playing with that people's baby. I went over and I said, honey, put that baby down and get my ticket. I'm ready to go. She said, sir, you ain't got no ticket. I said, what? You ain't got no ticket. I said, you go ahead and have a nice evening. I said, thank you, ma'am. Boy, we went outside and I said, Israel, if I'd have known that, I'd have got a large, thin pepperoni. I said, no, son, I wouldn't. That was on God.
Yeah. Amen.
And are you listening? Sometimes we grumble and growl because we have to take a detour. He took me through the parking lot at McDonald's, all around Hardee's, and away up on a hill so he could pick up my ticket. Where's he had you lately? Amen. Just so he could pick up the ticket. Well, boy, I tell you, he's good at that, Ken. Blessed be God. 2,000 years ago, amen, the Son of God came out of heaven's glory, shouldered an old cross, and drug it up Golgotha's hill. So what, preacher? There was a time on earth when in the book of heaven an old account was standing of sin yet unforgiven. My name, preacher, was at the top and many things below. But glory to God, Jesus went to Calvary and picked up my ticket. Hallelujah to heaven tonight. Woo-hoo! Lord God, I don't know how we stay as quiet as we do as a people of God. Amen. Hey, devil, did you hear me? I ain't got no ticket. Amen. Jesus paid it all, thank God. The old songwriter said, all day. My Lord, I'm feeling awful grateful. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, and boy, how many times since then he's picked up my ticket. Boy, just sometimes I get to thinking, I didn't really need that. I'm not sure Jesus, I just want you to have it. I grew up on a 1950 Ford 8N tractor. I grew up on that thing. And man, seemed like I just fit right on an 8N Ford tractor. A couple of months ago, a fella hears me on Sweetwater Radio down the other side of Knoxville called me and said, Brother Bob, I've got your birthday present. You need to come get it when you're down here. Well, I said, I'll come by. No, he said, you don't understand. You're going to have to bring a trailer. I said, what? He said, you're going to have to bring a trailer and a big truck. Well, my oldest son's got an old big Dodge diesel and a big trailer, you know, tandem trailer. And we hooked that thing up and went to Sweetwater one day a couple of months ago. Boy, he had me a 1940 Ford 9N tractor, brand new, been restored. And I loaded that thing. I got the picture right here if you don't see it. We got back up to Sweetwater. Went to McDonald's to get a cup of coffee, and a fella came over to Brian. He said, is that your tractor? No, it's my dad's. He said, will he sell it? He said, man, he's got a death grip on that tractor. Well, he said, I've got to have it. I need to talk to him. Where is he? And Brian pointed me out. And he came over and he said, sir, I got to have that tractor. I said, man, I can't sell that tractor. You don't understand, whatever it takes. I said, I don't care. I can't sell that tractor. I said, you know the last thing them people told me, and I pulled out that tractor, came over to the truck and said, Brother Bob, you'll never know how much love's in that tractor. And I said, look at it. It's brand new. New tires, new seat, new steering wheel. I mean, buddy, it's brand new, 40 Ford, 9 in. And I said, look at it. I can't get it dirty. Look at it. Just sat on it once in a while, maybe, and ride around that people photograph me. And I said, I can't sell it, for they said I'd never know how much love's in that tractor. So I've got it tonight. Boy, I walked around that thing the other day, and God said, I just want you to have it. I don't know how I stay as quiet as I do. I mean, the Lord has been so good to me, mister. I feel like praising his name. Hallelujah. Listen, he's before me. Bless God is my supplier. Whatever I need along the journey, he's done been there ahead of me, made arrangements, thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey. He knew before the foundation of the world I'd be preaching down here this week. Moved me youngins out of Spruce Pine to Drexel. So that I'd have family to live with down here, Stacy. He done been before me. Fixed me up a bedroom. Hallelujah. He's before me. Elisha. Where is the Lord God of Elisha? I know where he's at, Elisha. He's behind me, he's my Savior. He's before me, he's my supplier. Boy, he's beneath me as my support.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 40, verse number 2. Beneath me, the everlasting arms. That's a good scripture to quote when you're boarding that airplane. Beneath me, the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. That's good to claim any time, even with some of these drivers, ain't it? Yes, sir. And what a God's blessing. And then thank God he's beyond me, Elisha.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, sir. As my supplicator. I mean, listen, I start to pray. Right. He says, Father, that's mine. Hear him.
Yeah.
Hear him. He's beyond me. Yeah. As my supplicator.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank God. Old Job said, we have a day's man. Go between mediator. May the 10th, 1869. Two railroad crews met in Iowa laying track. One from the east, one from the west. They're going to connect that day, the two. Great ceremony was held. They had a cross tied, been pre-bored. And a golden spike. Dignitaries from all over came. They drove that spike, and the first message that run by telegraph over those rails from east to west, you know what they said? It is finished.
Yeah.
Huh? 2,000 years ago, no golden spike, just three old rusty nails. But somewhere along 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he reached up with one hand and got a hold of a holy God, reached down with the other and got a hold of a sinful man, and brought the two together. Woo! Tonight I and Holler are redeemed. Amen. I've been redeemed. Thank God by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Brought together by the Son of God Himself. Boy, I'm glad beyond me. John said we've got an advocate. I've got a lawyer to make Perry Mason look like a nothing. How good's your lawyer, preacher? He ain't never lost a case. He's got a pretty good track record, ain't he? He ain't never lost a case. No, sir. Thank God. And then what about Elisha? Where is he? Let me tell you, boy. He's beside me and within me. Now, the psalmist said that messes up my mind, and I ain't a step behind him. I can't fathom that, preachers. I can't get a hold of it with my mind. A preacher friend of mine, Curtis, told me he's in Houston, Texas, and they took him to the Astrodome. Showing him around that Astrodome, and he said, "Preacher, do you realize a Cessna airplane can take off in this building and fly around and land in this building? Boy, you say that's amazing. They tell me they have to control the climate or it'll rain in there. Clouds will form in the top of it and it'll rain. They have to control the climate in that place. Airplane take off, fly around in it. Boy, you see, that's amazing. I'll tell you something more amazing than that. How a God big enough one day to hold every drop of water on planet Earth in the palm of one hand can live in my heart." Now that's amazing, Curtis. Now I'll tell you something more amazing than that. Why he'd want to. But ain't you glad it's so?
Amen.
Elisha, I'll tell you where he's at. He lives within my heart. Thank God. Beside me, within me, beyond me, behind me. Hallelujah. Got me surrounded tonight. Thank God. Boy, the devil don't want you to see your true environment. Nah. No, sir. I close with this. 35 years ago, I had a picture painted to me that I'll never get over concerning how wonderful the presence of God is, Ken. An old Nazarene evangelist was telling me about a trip he made out of Mississippi home to North Carolina. Took a text from Mark 13:34. Son of man is as a man taking a far journey, left his house, gave authority to his servants and every man of work, and commanded the porter to watch. An old preacher, J. Harold Lohman, said his host family that week brought him to the train station that Saturday morning, and it was raining, and let him out and drove away. He said, "I stood there with a smaller suitcase under one arm and a large one in my right hand. Light rain falling." He said, "I was standing in mud." He says, "A big town, and I never saw so many trains. I didn't know where to go to get a ticket. I didn't know which way to turn, what train I'd be on." And he said, "I was standing there in the rain, sort of bewildered. And he said, I heard a voice say, 'Can I help you, sir?' And he said, I turned, and there was a slender black man in a little uniform, a little black cap on. And he said, 'I'm the porter, sir. It's my job to help you.' Well," he said, "I need you to show me where to go to get my ticket." "Oh," he said, "sir, I'll take you. That's my job. I'm the porter." He said he reached down to get that suitcase, and he said, "No, no, sir. let me have that other. I'm the porter. It's my job to carry your load. Whoa, boy, I begin to see a picture of the Spirit of God, preacher, I hadn't seen for a while. He said, it's my job to carry your load. See, some of you come in here tonight thinking you was carrying a heavy load. You ain't carrying nothing. Well, he called a young preacher from a floor at Casey Creek Baptist Church some years ago. I couldn't tell you what that boy took for a text, but I can tell you one thing he said, Scott. He said he and his wife had a new baby, and had a little girl about 4 years old. And he said his wife hollered for that little girl, honey, go get mama the diaper bag. I need it. Hurry, honey. And he said he stepped to the kitchen door, and it was on the kitchen table, and said that little four-year-old couldn't pick it up. She drug it, and it hit with a thud. He said she tried to lift it and couldn't lift it. And said she looked up and said, would you help me, Daddy? He said, I went over and I picked that diaper bag up. Now, he said, I had the weight of the whole thing. All she was doing just had her little old hand on the other one strap. And said, here we went. Yeah. He said, I was carrying the whole load. You come in here tonight thinking you was bearing a heavy load. You ain't carrying nothing.
That's right, Richard.
He's got the whole load tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Somebody needs to get around this old law and say, would you help me, Father?
Yeah.
Father, I'm needing some help. Oh, dear God, let somebody needs to bring your load tonight. Lay it down on this old altar. Let the Spirit of God pick it up, thank God. No, no, sir. Let me have them bags. I'm the porter. It's my job to carry your load. Woo, hallelujah. 62 years ago, I felt the weight lift off me. Hallelujah, when I give him my load. He said, follow me, sir. He said, I don't know which door to go in. Oh, he said, I'll take you, sir. It's my job to guide you. I'm the porter. He said he took him to this specific ticket agent. He got his ticket. Boy, I'm glad the Spirit of God took me to the right ticket agent. Amen. I'm glad the porter, thank God, took me to the right ticket winder. Amen. I didn't get off at Good Works. I didn't get off at water baptism. Amen. He got me to the right agent. I got me a ticket to glory, thank God. He said, follow me, sir. He said, light rain's still falling. He said, we went out and aboard this specific train down the little aisle in that coach and into a little compartment. And he said, this will be your compartment, sir. Make yourself comfortable. And he said, there was a berth there and a bench and a chair. And he said, I sat down in that chair. And he said, I'm a-thinking, boy, things are looking better. Huh? Raining outside. He said, he carried my load. He got me on the right train. Things are looking up. He said, all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. Who is it? Porter, sir. He said, I opened the door. He said, that little black fella stood there with a basin of water and a towel. He said, I happened to notice, sir, you got some mud on your suit and your shoes. I come to clean you up. Hallelujah. No, no, I wouldn't have you do that, porter. Oh, I'm the porter, sir. That's my job, to clean you up. He said, when he had done, my shoes looked brand new. You got all the dirt off of me. Woo, hallelujah. Clean me up. He said, I thanked him. He started to leave. And I said, Mr. Porter, how far are you going on this trip? He said, "Sir, I'll be with you till the end of the line." Oh, he said, "I forgot to tell you, sir. See that button over on the wall? I'm on call 24 hours. You need anything, push that button." He said, "I'll be right here to help you. You just push that button." I'm preaching to somebody who needs to get up here and push a button tonight. Get the porter on the scene in your life. Yes, sir. He said, "I thanked him," and he left. God bless you. Amen. He said, "I thanked him," and he left. God bless you, preacher. Hallelujah. I don't like to see a man pray by himself. One of you go up there with him. Amen. God bless you, Curtis. Amen for that. Hallelujah. He said he left. He said, "A little while, another knock on that door." "Who is it?" "Porter, sir." He said, "I opened that door," and said he stood there with a tray of food. And he said, "I'm the porter, sir. It's my job to feed you." Woo! Boy, I tell you, that's one of the things brings me to camp meeting. He got a way of feeding me, and I come sit around the Lord's table. Yes, sir. Huh? Yeah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Oh, he said, "I thanked him," and he left. He said it wasn't long. He said shadows were lengthening, sun was going down. He said, "I heard another knock." "Who is it?" "Porter, sir." He said, "I opened the door," and said he was standing there with a pillow and a blanket. And he said, "It's my job, sir, to make sure you're comfortable." Jesus said he'd get here, didn't he? The Comforter will come. Woo, I don't know if I can take this or not, Stacy. Old Brother Loman said, "You stand there in that pillow." Boy, I go down sometimes, hospital room, they just give some old saint of God, you know, a few hours, a few days or something to live. And they're laying there in a little old pale hand up toward heaven saying, "Ain't Jesus wonderful?" What makes that possible, Brother Bob? The porter's been there, slipped that pillow underneath their head, covered them over with that blanket. It's my job to make you comfortable. Woo, hallelujah to heaven. What a God's blessing tonight. The comfort that comes when the porter steps on the scene. Yeah. He said, "I fell asleep." And he said, "When I woke up in the morning, I could tell the sun was bright outside." And he said, "Wasn't long till there's another knock on that door." "Who is it?" "Porter, sir. I just come to tell you, your stop's coming up. We're pulling into your station." He said, "I pulled back the blinds and looked out the window. And he said, I saw my wife and my loved ones standing on a little platform waiting on me." Old Brother Loman said, "I went down, took about 3 steps and got off that train, headed to my wife and my family." And he said, "I looked off to the side, and there stood that little black porter." He said, "I stopped dead in my tracks, went over to the porter, reached out and took him by the hand. Mr. Porter, you sure have been a blessing to me on this trip." One old songwriter said, "Curtis, when I thank him for what he has done, before I can shout hallelujah, before I can sing heaven's sweet song, I'm going to have to find that heavenly porter. Thank him for what he's done for me."
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Yes. Brother Ken said it, God ain't got no small churches and little churches. They're all big churches to God. But by the way the world classifies them, you can see I pastor a small church in the mountains of North Carolina. Little old church up in the mountains. About as far up the road as you can get. God's put me on 6 radio stations. Allows me to preach someplace every night.
Amen.
And I deserve nothing. And he's been so good to me.
Amen.
Boy, it's been going to be a great day, preacher.
Amen.
When I bow at his feet.
Right.
Thank him for what he's done.
Amen.
Boy, I'm glad. I bring my burdens. Your Spirit of God say, it's my job. I'm the porter.
Amen.
Preacher,
amen.
I'll carry your load.
Amen.
Not his shout off down the road, man.
Amen.
Somebody needs to bring that old burden tonight, like some have already done. Lay it on this altar.
Amen.
Brother, say, thank you, Mr. Porter.
Amen.
Carrying my load. I don't know what some of you is going through. I learned a long time ago, stands to reason, if 5 people on a pew, that they, a couple of them probably carrying a heavy load. They're a burdened heart. Somebody feels like crying. I'm glad, thank God, you can get around this old altar. Say, help me, Father. Help me. Bless God, he'll help you. If you'll ask him. Or you can entertain your pride. Go off down the road of suffering. Or you can get it to Jesus. It's up to you as we stand all of this auditorium tonight. Brothers, you get your musicians there and play and sing for me. I don't know how God's speaking to you. I don't know what he's saying to you. It's out of an individual. But if he is, it's your meeting. It's your time of invitation. You come to the right place. Will they help available here tonight? See Elijah leave for heaven, his mantle fell back, and Elisha picked it up. He didn't get too far down the road till he comes to the Jordan River. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Boy, I want to cry back some 2,900 years and say, Elisha, let me tell you where he's at, man. He's behind me as my Savior. He's before me as my supplier. He's beneath me as my securer, my support, thank God. Yes, sir. I hear the psalmist cry out and say, this knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too high. I cannot attain it. He said, all I do is just shout over it. I mean, he's too big a Jesus. I can't get it told. Man, I just tell at it. Everywhere God let me stand, I just tell at it what he puts on my heart, preacher. I'm glad, thank God, tonight you don't have to leave here bearing some old heavy burden, got you beat down.
Amen.
No good to God. Sing it for us, brother. Something for invitation right now.
Page 362.
God's speaking to your heart. You may be a visitor in this neck of the woods. You may be from this area. I don't know who you are, but if God's speaking to your heart, this is your meeting.
I am thine,
this is your invitation.
Lord,
come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. God bless you, honey. God bless you for your honesty. God bless you.
But I long to rise.
Bob, God's speaking to my heart.
Faith.
God bless you, honey. God bless you. Here, blessing, Lord.
To the cross, yeah. Where
hallelujah. Listen.
Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord.
Yeah.
To thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power
my God,
of
tonight.
Grace divine.
You bless your heart.
Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine.
Listen.
Draw me nearer,
God grant it.
Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died.
Right, we will sing another stanza in a moment. Brother Loman said, old Porter said, we're pulling in your station, sir. You've made it home. He said, I stepped out off those three steps, headed for my wife and loved ones. There stood that little slender black man. I had to stop right where I was at. Take time to go and thank him.
Amen.
Hey, you don't have to wait till you get to the end of the line. Glory to God, you can get around this old altar tonight and thank him. Hey, some of you come in here tonight thinking you was carrying the whole load when you wasn't carrying nothing. Hallelujah. Much as anything on earth needs to get around this old altar and thank him. Boy, I'm satisfied in my soul, preacher. We get grateful enough, we'll have revival. God bless you, honey. God bless you. Amen for your honesty. Sing it, brother. God's speaking to your heart. He's talking to you. Listen, come on, would you? God bless you, honey. God bless you. God bless you, ma'am. God bless your heart, honey. God bless you.
When I
listen
in prayer and with
amen. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you, honey. God bless you for your honesty. Preacher Bob, God's speaking to my heart too. Come on to Jesus. God bless you, folks. God bless you, honey. God bless you for your honesty. Come on to Jesus. God loves you, wants to help you if you'll let him. Amen. Listen. I'm the porter, sir. My job to make you comfortable on this trip. Boy, all I say, he's providing comfort to you. Woo, hallelujah. My God, the comfort he's brought to me along the journey. Many times when I was hungry, showed up and fed me. Listen, me too, preacher. God's speaking to my heart. Come on. We're going to pray. I'd like to be included in that prayer, preacher. Come on to Jesus, would you? Come on to Jesus. God's kept this invitation open for somebody. I wouldn't let it slip. I wouldn't miss it. Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus.
And be closer.
God grant it. God grant it.
Nearer, near, blessed Lord.
Woo.
To the cross.
Hallelujah.
Where thou hast died.
Yes.
Draw me nearer, nearer, near, blessed
amen.
Lord. To thy
God bless these my friends. Help them, Lord, with their need. Blessed be your name. Woo! Brother Ken, go ahead, sir.